Letter from Sligo Creek. Tonight, when I'm told of your heart attack at 26, from a drug you thought you could give up anytime you wanted, I buy a six-pack and drive to the creek. It's after midnight. I'm crouched by the bridge that Maple Avenue makes as it crosses over the water, houses and grocery stores all dark up the hill to my right, on my left apartments, a few still lit, and past them the elementary schools and subway. Over my head, bare branches arc up from both sides of the creek, the stars between them like freckles of light between the veins on the backs of your hands. If you were here with me, we could work our way down the 3-foot bank of stones and watch the water lick the inside curve of the tunnel. I might persuade you to cross the creek with me, rock by rock. And though the wind tonight would fight us, I would hold my arms out for balance while you pressed your fists deep in your pockets and tried to get over as fast as you could. I'm sure we'd come up on that other, darker side without falling. I'm sure we could drink to the yellow glow of this almost moon. If I were to call you and say, I'm praying for you, you'd laugh. And though you came to a party once with a bucket of roses, one for each girl, you don't like flowers for yourself. So I drop down to the edge of the water, the earth here as cold and hard as concrete, the water colder, and dip my fingers into its surface as though I believe that somewhere upstream a gentle needle gathers this night into your blood and carries from me to you the smells of dirt and air. The shiver of grass already crusted with dew no one else will see for hours. The sound the water makes, folding over again on itself and going on.